Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're taking your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI or 1-877-362-3254. So I hear you. I see what my patients are doing. I've seen about 100 patients since the start of the month. It has been a very, very busy cold and flu season. So far, thus far, and we're in December, first week of December, and there is this trend that I'm seeing that I think a lot of countries are seeing where people are actually trying to get Omicron. They want to get the Omicron variant. And many of you have asked, Dahlia, shouldn't I just get Omicron? Won't that give me the natural immunity? And so, look, I like looking at both sides, so let's kind of talk this one through. So the Omicron variant, which is something that I've kind of predicted, I can't say it's with any scientific sounding, but with my knowledge of immunology and viruses, I really do believe that COVID is going to weaken, not because of what you or I do, or because of us necessarily reaching herd immunity, because it looks like the herd immunity is kind of an evolving process. It's there's going to be a virus that outcompetes. It's going to compete with it, but it has to be a less deadly virus. So for COVID to eventually, quote unquote, go away, which it won't, or just go the fate of a common cold, what has to happen is when a Delta variant or a bad variant comes into play, if they don't have any room on the ACE inhibitor, or I'm sorry, not the ACE inhibitor, but the ACE2 receptor, because some other virus has beaten it to the punch, that virus can't latch. And we want to hope that the milder virus has beaten the more mean virus to the punch. Now, one theory that has been out there, the reason why COVID kind of got so bad is because people didn't, you know, get exposed to colds. We didn't have a vibrant flu season. So there really wasn't a lot of competition to COVID. So it was unchecked. So for those of you wondering why there's this frenzy by people to actually run out and get Omicron, it's because many feel that that might hold true, where a weaker, but allegedly weaker virus might compete. Now, I'm still of the thinking that, all right, you know, makes a lot of sense. I hear you. And I'm thinking that might be the way that things eventually go. But, and a big but, we still don't know what's going on with Omicron. Even though we're being told that it hasn't killed anybody yet, we're being told also that it is probably a more mild, a much milder virus. We are hearing on the same flip side, we are hearing that thousands of people are entering the hospital. Thousands of people are getting hospitalized. And so if that's the case, and this is in other countries, then okay, what's the story? The other thing that also is why I'm telling you guys to just kind of, you know, slow your roll for just a second, is because there's a lot of other, shall we say, there's a lot of secondary gain by people out there for saying one thing or another when it comes to the virus. You know, Beijing has their Olympics coming up in 8 weeks. Beijing is not going to want to say that their city is an absolute, is an absolute cesspool of COVID. So I I don't know how much transparency we're going to get with actual cases. Look at what's happening now with South Africa. Once word got out that there was an Omicron variant in South Africa that was much more infectious, everybody kind of lost their poop. They started to do travel bans, and South Africa goes, wait a second, so you're punishing us for saying something? What do you think another country is going to do? Another country is going to say, let's wait till the Netherlands or Italy finds it first. Let them get the credit so we don't get the travel ban. So we need to be very, very careful with some of the stuff we're being dished online, because we don't know if they're trying to calm down all the travel bans and all the knee-jerk reflexes, and we might be given some wrong information. And so as far as I'm concerned, don't ever try to get a virus. I don't think you should mandate injections. I don't think you should lock down and hide from Ebola. I would hide if you're very, very high risk, I would avoid COVID like the plague. But in terms of having natural immunity, you know, that really might be the answer later, to get natural immunity to this on top of our vaccines. And studies have shown, because what's the science have shown? Science shows that the double whammy of vaccines and natural immunity seem to give us the strongest protection, which makes a lot of sense. There's no way we in a lab can replicate science. And our COVID vaccines are great against some COVID variants, but not against all of them, because, again, nature always outsmarts man. So for those of you going, where can I get Omicron, Dahlia? Where in Vegas? Where in? As states are starting to say we have cases, I'm telling you right now, Omicron's out there, okay? Don't purposely kiss somebody. Don't be swapping COVID lollipops. Don't be doing that, because you might be that one unlucky person where it ends up being bad. And again, we're going to have some very mixed messaging, because we're coming into our deadliest cough, cold, flu season. So it's always a mess in the hospitals December, January of every single year, whether it's COVID, whether it's flu, whether it's pneumonia. So getting a COVID variant that you think is mild in the dead of winter is not strategic, because if you do need a hospital bed, there's a good chance there isn't one. So even though I can understand the science that maybe Omicron might be one of those examples of how we end up displacing a nasty COVID, that by no means should insinuate that you guys should actively try to get it. All right. Hopefully we all get some natural immunity, because we all go shopping and, you know, we hang out and we date and whatever, we kiss people. But like I said, don't do anything purposefully yet, because we just can't trust what's going on right now. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Also, big thank you to all of those who have served as we remember the 80th anniversary and the marking of Pearl Harbor. We're going to be talking about that and just frightening that that could happen. It's been 80 years. If you've never been to Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, you have to. It just is so solemn. Say a prayer. Still see the oil come from the Arizona, from the ships that were sunk. See the oil come up to the water. It's a sight to see, and it blows my mind that, you know, we had humans that would do that to other humans. And it blew my mind back, you know, when I grew up, because I didn't think humans could be that evil. And then here we are today, seeing humans turn each other in, discriminate, kick people out of restaurants, you know, turn people in, fire them, you know, for not having a vaccine. So sadly, it reminds us that human, human behavior can very easily repeat itself. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So speaking of human behavior, my husband has gotten a lot of support from his friends, right, prior to my hysterectomy, saying, okay, man, you know what? You're going to be in for a wild ride. She is going to be rough. She is going, now, you know, my husband's like, I'm married to Dahlia. How much harder could being married to Dahlia be? I have to listen to her jokes. I have to listen to her singing. I have to listen to her talk to the cats. She has multiple accents. You know, how much worse could it be? And all his friends whose wives had gone through, you know, hysterectomies said the wives turned into major bitches. Just, you know, be prepared. So I'm on post-op day 12, all right? I'm going to be almost 2 weeks out. I feel great. I feel great. And I'm a little nervous, and I'm asking you guys for your take on how it went when your spouse or partner got a hysterectomy, because I just feel too good, and I don't understand why. And I haven't taken any pain medicines. They had to give me pain medications when I was there. I was in the hospital, but I went home that night. I've been on the stool softeners, trust me. Having that first bowel movement, right, a week later is like the scariest thing. Man, I mean, I recruited Jesus to help me. It was so bad. But for the most part, I'm not grumpy. I'm just in a good mood. And maybe it's because I'm in a good mood, because I expected it to hurt. I expected to be doubled over. Everybody told me, oh my gosh, you're going to be doubled over. You can't sit. You can't drive. You can't, you know. And so then I worried, well, okay, so I'm able to drive. I'm able to run around. I'm ready to go to the club. I want to go dancing this weekend. I am just ready to, like, enjoy life. I was worried about what would happen from a sex standpoint, but my sex drive has been like through the roof. I can't do anything about it, and I'm going to see my doctor today, and I'm going to be like, okay, so when can I have sex? But, I mean, I didn't lose my sex drive. I didn't lose any. I lost weight. The only thing I lost was weight. So let me ask you guys. I mean, if the hysterectomy is supposed to be bad, and I'm supposed to get very grumpy, when is that supposed to happen? 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I have had theories with my patients over the years on what might be happening. I don't know why I'm not experiencing it, but one such thing is the gravity of the situation of you not being able to have babies. Now, me, because I was already perimenopausal, I didn't really have to go through that loss. But if somebody had a hysterectomy in their 30s, they might not have been emotionally ready. See, I already for years was like, okay, I'm not having another kid, I'm not having another kid. But I got to tell you, there was for a brief second going, really, did I make a mistake not having more kids? You know, I wanted to, but I just didn't think they would come out healthy, because we had some real, real rough pregnancies with my first two that I was like, I'm not going to risk it. You know, doctors who give birth always seem to have issues because we're workaholics. So I just, you know, when my baby stopped growing at 7 months in the womb, and then at 8 months, no change, and we had to, you know, thank God he wasn't technically premature, but we had to basically induce him. I'm like, what's going to happen with the third kid? So we just didn't risk it. But if somebody did have a hysterectomy sooner than they would have been mentally prepared for, yeah, I could see that. They might feel a loss. They might feel like they're aging. You know, not having a uterus and ovaries, I'm like, no periods. I'm like, I love it. I could move around. I'm just having a real good time. But for somebody else, that is a body part. You lose a body part that you won't get back. It's pretty emotional. That's why for those who are undergoing gender transitioning, we really caution them to have enough adequate therapy beforehand, before you even consider losing your breasts, losing your penis, because sometimes you just can't emotionally get that back. Then the hormones. Okay, so people whose hormones are off, okay, may get a little bitchy. But the one thing I notice with me and my husband is it's the opposite. Okay, he does things that I think would tick off anybody. You know, the dishes are left, you know, cat throws up, he walks right by it, things like that. But, you know, if I'm in a good mood, you know, my estrogen's good that day or my serotonin's good that day, I'm like, oh, okay, it's okay, I got this. If my levels might not be that overcompensating for something he does, I might let him have it. And so what my advice to any men who are going through their wives, going through a hysterectomy, is don't do stupid, okay? You know, leaving soggy bread in the bottom of a, you know, a sink, not wiping off the toilet, that would tick off anybody. It's just when we're feeling good and we're not bloated and not worried about trying to potty, right, if we have to have a hysterectomy, right, or we're not worried about what our vaginas are going to be like with sex since a surgery, you know, if it's going to tick us off anyway, you know, maybe don't do it. You know, for me, because I always try to pick and choose my fights with Corey, you know, because otherwise I'd be yelling at him all the time. And I'm like, you know what, I'll let this one go, I'll let this one go, I'll let this one go. And then finally there's something where I'm like, oh, hell no, I'm not letting any of this go. You're going to hear about it, and you're going to hear about it now because I'm sick of it, which is my mistake. So for me and my husband, the problem is I let stuff go all the time that I seem easygoing. I'm like, all right, that's fine, that's fine. Lily, you're blowing me off with the text. You're not letting, you know, you're not answering me. You're not using the rewards so I could get gas rewards. You keep on forgetting to go to the grocery store and not, you see what I'm talking about? Do you guys know what I'm talking about? He goes to the flipping store. Get this. He goes to the flipping store. They ask for rewards. They say plug in your rewards number. He has to, not by default, he has to actively ignore putting in the rewards number, my phone number. He has to actually meditatively, right, premeditatively not do what I told him, completely ignore, skip over what I told him. I go to the gas station, I can't get my rewards, he just cost me money, I get ticked. But so what I think my husband's doing is I think my husband's smarter than he you know, tries to portray. I think what he's doing is the reason why he has shared with me, which, by the way, is not a smart move. When your wife has a hysterectomy, don't tell them what your friends are saying, because then I'm like, oh, my God, I don't want all my, because they're my friends. I'm like, oh, my gosh, my buddies are going to think I'm a raving, oh, no, oh, no. Okay. But I think he's doing that because he wants me to check myself. He wants me to make sure that I don't turn around and become a bitch. And he's probably wanting to make sure that I just don't get all emotional. And then here I was the day after surgery going, I'm going to work. See ya. Yeah, I'm going to cook. I'm going to do the dishes. So what I've done, and this always works in any relationship, okay, is the element of surprise. Always be unpredictable. The second somebody thinks you're predictable, all right, then they get used to it. Then anything off, you know, off that thread starts to kind of be like, oh, yeah, you see? So my husband knows that it ticks me off if there's crap in the sink that shouldn't be, if the toilet doesn't get wiped off, if there's cat vomit and he walked by it 7 times without picking it up, okay? He already knows that ticks me off. So don't try to tie in my hysterectomy recovery with that, because that's not going to fly. But I am very kind of perplexed, just between you and me, don't tell him, why I'm not grumpy yet. It's like, when do I get grumpy? For those that do get grumpy, it could be a serotonin thing. So talk to your doctor about serotonin, because not only can you lose your estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, serotonin. But right now, I'm loving it. I'm loving life. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
What? What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Claiming the color of one's skin is the deciding factor with Texas' new Voting Rights Act. Attorney General Merrick Garland's Department of Justice sued Texas over a redistricting map Monday, saying the plans discriminate against voters in the state's Latino and Black populations. Attorney General Merrick Garland.
As the Supreme Court has observed, a core principle of our democracy is that, quote, voters should choose their representatives, not the other way around.
It should be noted a Supreme Court ruling said states no longer need to have the Justice Department scrutinize the maps before they are approved. In nature, objects have no straight lines. So when a cube appeared in the distance of a Chinese rover on the far side of the moon, it caught the attention of scientists working on the U-2-2 rover mission. The object is located about 260 feet or 80 meters from the rover's current location, and they say it will take U-2-2 around 2 to 3 months to reach it. We are USA Radio News. As the Supreme Court ruled the Biden administration illegally removed the Remain in Mexico immigration policy, the highest court in the land demanded the Biden administration reinstate Remain in Mexico policy. Mexico recently reapproved the policy and is being reinstated along the border.
To slow down the amount of illegal immigrants coming across the U.S.-Mexico border, the Biden administration has reinstated the Remain in Mexico policy, which makes illegals await decisions on their immigration cases in Mexico. Lieutenant Chris Olivares with the Texas Department of Public Safety joins Fox News and says the Biden administration should have acted sooner.
This is something that should have been done at the beginning of the year, but we're almost a year into this border crisis, and there has been no action taken upon the federal government to try to curb or deter or stop this border crisis.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thanks for being there, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I don't know if you've seen this picture that's been circulating online where there was a Chinese-American woman on a beach. This was in 1943, I believe. And she had a flag up next to her. To show people that she was Chinese, as she was worried that people would, you know, incarcerate her or discriminate against her or, you know, attack her post World War II Pearl Harbor attack. And, you know, one day we're going to kind of talk about what kind of happened with the Korean, the Chinese American community that happened post-World War II. Very, very interesting. And I bring it up because, you know, there's a lot of similarities with how people approach other people now with the as anti-vaxxers. And it's just, you know, when you look at the images of Pearl Harbor, the images of World War II, when you see black and white, you think, all right, black and white was a time in history that was before our time, and it would never happen again. And so we keep seeing certain behaviors, we keep seeing certain patterns that can very easily happen again. And so right now, I don't want to say we're on the brink of war with China or Russia, but this is definitely not quote-unquote peacetime by any means. And so be very careful what you're getting from the news, because the news is very charged, and they have to sell advertising and they have to sell headlines. But if you do find some reputable news sources that just kind of talk about, all right, well, you know, this is a buildup, you know, along the Ukraine, this is what's going on, you know, with Belarus and Poland, and, you know, China wanting to have their fleet, you know, in the Eastern Seaboard. Slowly just look at the signs, piece things together, be very careful where you get your sources from, but just realize that we could at any time be falling into our next war. And I really do believe we will see a World War III. It might not be to the degree as World War I or World War II, because of all the technology, but I just don't trust any of the world leaders right now. And people look at our president and this administration as a very weak one, and that really bothers me. So Pearl Harbor, exquisite naval base near Honolulu, Hawaii. It was a devastating scene from a surprise attack by Japanese forces 80 years ago today. Right before 8 a.m. on Sunday, hundreds of Japanese fighter planes descended on the base. They managed to destroy or damage nearly 20 American naval vessels, including 8 battleships and over 300 airplanes. More than 2,400 Americans died in the attack, as many of them were asleep on those vessels. It was a Sunday. Civilians as well died. Another 1,000 people were wounded. The day after the assault, President FDR asked Congress to declare war on Japan. So according to History.com, the attack on Pearl Harbor was a surprise, but Japan and the U.S., however, had been edging towards a war, they said, for decades. The United States was unhappy with Japan's increasingly belligerent attitudes towards China. The Japanese government believed that the only way to solve its economic and demographic problems was to expand into its neighbor's territory and take over its import market. To this end, Japan declared war on China in 1937. And then that resulted in massacres, atrocities, all sorts of stuff. American officials responded to this aggression with a bunch of sanctions and trade embargoes. They reasoned that without access to money and goods, and especially essential supplies like oil, Japan would have to rein in its expansionism. Instead, the sanctions made the Japanese more determined to stand their ground. During months of negotiations between Tokyo and Washington, neither side bulged. Would budge. Meanwhile, here we have the whole Nazi invasion of Europe and everything going on there. So Pearl Harbor is located, if you've never been, you need to, in Hawaii. It's almost smack in the center of the Pacific Ocean, 2,000 miles from U.S. mainland, 4,000 miles from Japan. Nobody would have even thought that Japan, well, actually people did predict it within the military, but according to all the movies, nobody listened to them. Like, I think Dan Aykroyd predicted it, right, in Pearl Harbor? Anyway, they said additionally American intelligence officials were confident that any Japanese attack wouldn't be on an esoteric island like Hawaii, but, you know, it would be nearby, you know, some of the other colonies in the South Pacific, maybe the Dutch East Indies, Singapore, or Indochina at the time. American military leaders were not expecting an attack so close to home. The naval facilities of Pearl Harbor were relatively undefended. Almost the entire Pacific Fleet was around Ford Island in the harbor. Hundreds of airplanes were squeezed onto adjacent airfields. So the USS Arizona, one of the most famous of the ships, was destroyed. The Japanese plan was to destroy the Pacific Fleet. So, if that was the case, then Americans would not be able to fight back as Japan's armed forces expanded across the South Pacific. In fact, they were using people on the island for months preceding to ask about weather, ask about, you know, ships, ask about, and whether people helped them purposefully or unexpectedly. They got intel from a whole variety of sources. And about 8 a.m., the planes filled the sky over Pearl Harbor. Bombs and bullets rained onto the vessels. At 8:10, an 1,800-pound bomb smashed through the deck of the battleship USS Arizona, and it landed in her forward ammunition magazine. The ship then exploded and sank, and there were 1,000 men trapped inside. Torpedoes then pierced the shell of the USS Oklahoma. 400 sailors were on board. Oklahoma lost her balance, rolled onto her side, and slipped underwater. The attack happened in under 2 hours. Every battleship, the Arizona, Oklahoma, California, West Virginia, Utah, Maryland, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, and Nevada, all sustained significant damage. So obviously the impact was just beyond what any of us could have even imagined. 20 American ships, 300 airplanes, 2,403 sailors, soldiers, and civilians were killed, 1,000 wounded. But the Pacific Fleet was not completely crippled. By the 1940s, battleships, aircraft carriers, things like that, were not all there at December 7th. Some had been on Midway, the Wake Islands, and so even though it was a huge, huge hit, we were still able to come back and overcome. So FDR addressed a joint session of the U.S. Congress on December 8th, the day after, and that was his famous speech where December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy, the United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air force of the Empire of Japan. He said, no matter how long it may take us to overcome this premeditated invasion, the American people in the righteous might will win through to absolute victory. He asked Congress to declare war, and America entered World War II. In terms of finding, still finding those that have passed, we're being told by the New York Times that remains of 355 sailors and Marines from the USS Oklahoma have been identified using DNA and dental records. They still have been, you know, searching and hopefully recovering, but 33 crew members could not be. And so, sadly, there's still going to be people who had died and perished where there will not be, a funeral or there will not be the remains coming home to surviving families. We are observing the 80th now anniversary of this attack, and it just is something that we would have never thought would have happened on our soil, and it did. And so if you can, you know, definitely visit. Obviously, it's going to be a busy week this week, but it's just something you have to see. 1-877-DOCDELLY.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So when I was in L.A., one of the first things I did when I was in L.A., even though I was kind of there for, you know, for like a wedding, and I was just really, really excited to be out there because I didn't really travel a lot during the pandemic, I had to see the harbor. I had to see what was going on in L.A. Harbor and to see all the ships. And when I went, and luckily Corey found a nice little turnoff, and apparently it was a pretty well-known turnoff. I wish I could tell you guys about it, where a bunch of people were locals were just coming out, taking pictures, going, where's my toilet paper? And when you saw and you oversaw the harbor, you just saw ship after ship after ship, about 100 of them out there. We're told there still is about 100 of them out there. I mean, as more ships come, and, you know, after Black Friday sales and Christmas shopping, we're being told that there's still about 100 ships. And the one little sense I got was, wow, I wonder if these are battleships. You know, what if these are just battleships just sitting there waiting to attack us? And I didn't give it a second thought. It popped into my head. But I'm like, no, it's our toilet paper. It's our toilet paper and maybe, you know, some paper towel or some of the other stuff we bought. That's fine. But it did give me the heebie-jeebies to see that stagnation, right? Stagnancy is always bad. It is always bad. It's bad for blood because you form a clot. It's bad for the economy. It's bad for... You know, it's not considered peacetime. You know, when people are stagnant, it gives them time to plan, time to... It's not always the best time. Bad decisions can be made. Like for example, when you lose a lot of weight, you end up kind of going through a stagnancy period. And that period is good in terms of realigning your metabolism. But people don't like the way they feel. They don't like that stagnation. And stagnation bothers them, so they already start to do things, and then they end up messing up their weight loss. So, I don't know. I put that idea out of my head. And then today, apparently, I wasn't the only one who was wondering what could be going on. And there's been some headlines saying China could have missile systems in some of these cargo ships. I posted a couple pictures on my Facebook and Twitter. But one headline here from Daily Mail says China could hide cruise missiles inside shipping containers transported by its huge fleet of freighters and use them to carry out a surprise attack. Now, this is nothing new. We've had ships from China before. We've had, you know, ships, they come in, they sit on the port. So we know that shipping containers could come in. And in fact, we do have, I believe, a checks and balances to make sure that somebody's not bringing something like that to our shores. We have an amazing Navy. I can't go through all the checks and balances, but I'm sure we've thought of it. But Rick Fisher of the International Assessment and Strategy Center believes that Beijing could be using the system to weaponize its huge fleet of commercial shipping vessels and easily sneak the missiles into foreign ports and then launch them remotely. These attacks could be used to knock out coastal defenses, to prepare the way for an invasion, or to sow chaos and confusion as a distraction tactic while China launches an attack elsewhere. He's 1,000% correct. This isn't being, like I said, this is nothing new. Obviously, a ship coming in could come in. I mean, this, anybody who's seen, any old movie, these are certain war tactics that could happen. It just, the question is does China think they'll get away with it? Does China see America right now as being vulnerable and an opportunity to do this? All I know is when you look out at the harbor and you just see ships just sitting there, you just worry, what's going to happen to the ships? Is anything on those ships? And so if you look at some of the containers, there's pictures of these where you see missile systems that could very easily elevate, angulate, and then fire. Now, this Mr. Fisher had sounded the alarm a couple years back when he warned that China was likely developing it based on a similar concept produced by a Russian defense firm back in 2016. And a newly published paper by the Stockton Center for International Law talks about a Chinese container system, saying once perfected, it will provide China with a long-range precision strike capability that can engage both surface combatants and land-based targets. Then the Sun publicized some of these containerized missiles. They say attacks by the Chinese Communist Party would use larger container ships, thousands of fishing ships or stored containers at ports, to undertake military or terror mission strikes in a manner that could be denied if that can be denied if desired. So the Russian system is dubbed Club K. And it was designed as a launch pad for its caliber cruise missiles, which with up to four of them fitted inside the container that also carries launch controls and targeting systems. China has their own cruise missile, the YJ-18, based on the Russian caliber. And it leads some analysts to conclude that obviously Beijing's working on the same system. And you can actually see in 2016, there's a picture of, you see the missile, you see the container, it just looks like any other container that could be loaded onto a truck. North Korea has been working on a container launch system. So what we're saying here is these containers that are red, blue, brown, that are piling up in the harbor, even piling up on the street. Remember I took some pictures of some of these things that are just in parking lots where there was space? All right, these look like very simple, cute, solid-colored containers. And we are being told and kind of being warned that our enemies could retrofit them with missiles that can easily decide to attack us. And here we are, like sitting ducks, with our ports not moving, with all the bureaucracy and mandates and all the stupid stuff that's slowing this down. I don't understand why there's no speed. I mean, and maybe correct me, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Why aren't we getting the National Guard? Why aren't we getting the Coast Guard, whatever? Why aren't we recruiting the military to just get this done? This is a national security risk. I just don't understand that. We used the military for the vaccine rollout. It was all about the vaccine rollout. But all these ships, all these things hovering that may not, and I'm not saying the captain is evil, but there might be just one of those containers on there containing a nuke or something. Why don't we have, if we're still this stuck and this behind, recruiting the military to speed this up? Why aren't we using the military to protect the border? What's going on? What is it? And I know some people in the military are like, oh, no, please, don't have Biden give us any more things to do. But it just doesn't make sense. Nobody should have stagnant ships that can have things rotting, that have things not in proper storage. You know, even if it is our toilet paper, let's just say it really is our toilet paper. Still shouldn't be sitting for weeks. Well, there's a backlog and we have a labor crisis. Why do we have a labor crisis? We have millions of people. Why do we have a labor shortage? Well, we aren't paying people enough. None of this is making sense. And we're very, very vulnerable. And on top of all of this, if you look at our local law enforcement, they're vulnerable because they don't have enough people on staff. I mean, we have crime rampant in areas, and all anybody could do is, I think in Portland, we're going to be talking about this next, in Portland, they're like, look, guys, unless it's an emergency, don't call 911. I don't like this vulnerability. Let's clear out the ports, recruit the military if we have to, but no ship gets to sit and hover off our coast. That should be a no-no. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.